Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Maldron Hotel Portlaoise. Midlands 103.
Hi Carl, here's what's been happening in the world of music. Ryan Gosling is treating Barbie fans to an early Christmas present with a festive edition of the hit song I'm Just Ken. The Hollywood star played Barbie's sidekick alongside Margot Robbie in Greta Gerwig's movie about the world famous doll. One of three new versions, Merry Christmas Barbie, features additional sleigh bells, chimes and new backing vocals. Next up, Depeche Mode frontman Dave Gahan was forced to stop their show in LA because a fight broke out in the crowd. He stopped the band in the middle of their performance of the 1983 song Never Let Me Down Again when he saw the trouble. He checked on the members of the audience, telling them that nothing is that important. And lastly, it's being reported Bruce Springsteen's in talks to take what was suspected to have been Madonna's headline slot at next summer's Glastonbury Festival. She was never confirmed, but her name was widely circulated online. The lineup won't be released for a few months yet, despite tickets selling out in November.
Oh, deadly. Now, Michael Cannon. Let's put our hands together. Michael Cannon's in the studio. And Michael Cannon, have we a camera recording? Because we have the same jumpers on.
Maybe, yes, we do. There's photo evidence now.
There's photo evidence now, but I have to hand it to Michael. He had the jumper first. And I went along there just before Christmas and I went and said, I need a different jumper. I'm sick of the other one. And I went and got that. Then I turned up today and it was too late to go home. You have the same jumper
as me? It's starting to think now it's not coincidental now, Carol, to be honest.
It's metal. Now, look, okay, I'll give you that one. Now, we've IMC cinema tickets, Michael. What's the question?
Yes, so one lucky listener has a chance to win a night at the movies for two. All you have to do is message in telling us what is the best Christmas present you have ever received.
Now,
don't be a Grinch. Text or WhatsApp 083 3010 103 letting us know and we'll pick a winner from random in the last hour of the show.
Now, Michael, thanks. Michael only asked me this a few minutes ago and yeah. I straight away said, can this be any time from when I was born?
Yeah.
All the way. It doesn't have to be recently. And I'm going back to when I was a boy. Scalectric.
Yeah.
You know, the figure eight of a track.
Yeah.
And it goes up at the sides
and you'd see
how fast you can drive the racing car around without shooting off. I absolutely loved that car and I remember the one or two cars I had on and my dad trying to fix it with a little tinfoil where it touches the track because it broke. What's yours?
Now, I'm rubbish at remembering stuff. Terrible. But I do remember, I think I was 7 or 8, I got a blue BMX.
And
it took a long time to let go of that thing. I used to love it. That's one of my more favourite ones, definitely, yeah.
Brilliant. And if you can find a picture between now and the next hour, I think you get that. What are you back doing on the entertainment in the next hour, Michael?
So in the next hour, we're doing series and movies.
Catch you then.
The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Maldron Hotel Portlaoise. Midlands 103.
Carl, it's time to update your watch list with these movies and series. With Christmas just around the corner, here are the best movies and series to get you into the festive spirit. On Netflix, you can't go wrong with How the Grinch Stole Christmas. The cranky, cantankerous Grinch plots to ruin Christmas for his happy neighbours in Whoville, but could a little girl's kindness change his heart? One to watch with all the family this weekend. Next up, Disney Plus has a fantastic selection of Christmas movies exclusive to them with a brand new release called Dashing Through the Snow, which sees Eddie Garrick, a good-hearted man who has lost his belief in the wonder of Christmas. While spending time with his 9-year-old daughter, Charlotte, on Christmas Eve, he befriends a mysterious man in a red suit named Nick. And lastly, one to watch if you have Apple TV is the all-new holiday event, Hannah Waddingham Home for Christmas. Recorded live at the Coliseum in London, one of London's oldest and most beautiful theatres, the one-hour special features Emmy Award winner Hannah Waddingham ringing in the season with a musical performance of beloved Christmas classics. Along with this, there is an album available on all music streaming platforms to go and listen to.
I'll tell you one thing, Michael Cannon. It's a bit like having a mirror straight across from me in the studio because Michael's back with the same Christmas jumper for part two. How are things, Michael?
We have similar jeans on as well.
Well, let's not go that far. Let's keep it above board. Just remind people if they missed the first hour, Michael, today's question for IMC Cinema.
Yes, so one lucky listener has the chance to win a night at the movies for two. All you have to do is message in telling us what is the best Christmas present you've ever received. Whether that came from friends, family, or even down the chimney.
Whatever way. I'll just read out one or two here on the WhatsApp. This one, Michael. Good morning. My Christmas gift I got was Lego. Was great fun building it. That's from Noel listening. Let's click on this one. It says my best gift was a plug-in radiator. Well, that's fine when things are freezing for my hubby. I was disgusted when I got it, but it served a great purpose for years in my treatment room, keeping my clients cozy and warm. What about that?
That's a unique one. Yeah, I like that one.
That's a very unique one.
Mm.
Do you know how it's freezing in certain places where people have to work?
Yeah.
I'll give an example. A mechanics.
Oh, yeah, okay,
I was at a mechanics this morning, but they had a kind of a burner, some type of burner, pumping out heat in there, which is
deadly. Well, you'd want a powerful one now for somewhere like that, if they're going to have doors open and stuff all the time.
Wouldn't you?
You'd want a hefty one. It wouldn't be... Well, the little electric ones now wouldn't do you too good in a
they wouldn't do a massive mechanic shop. So look, you're back again in the next hour, Michael, and we're talking all things what for part three?
Cinema news. Well, thanks to IMC Cinema.
Chat you then, sir.
The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Maldron Hotel Portlaoise. Midlands 103.
Carl, it's time for all things cinema news. This is with thanks to IMC Cinemas. This week's new releases are Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom and Solar. First, we have Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. Arthur must enlist the help of his half-brother Orm in order to protect Atlantis against Black Manta, who has unleashed a devastating weapon in his obsessive quest to avenge his father's death. This movie is showing in Athlone, Mullingar, Thurles and Tullamore. Next, we have Solar. A gang leader tries to keep a promise made to his dying friend and takes on other criminal gangs in the process. This movie is showing in all four cinemas. We also have Anyone But You and Ferrari previewing next Wednesday in all four cinemas, and One Life previewing next Wednesday in Athlone, Mullingar and Thurles. For more information, check out midlands103.com, and this is with thanks to IMC Cinemas.
Thanks a lot, Michael. I'll let you in a little secret. There are people listening to us who can't see us. And just as I said, Shannon, who normally does the rundown, came in and gave myself and Michael a Ferrero Rocher. Now, I'm looking at the Ferrero Rocher as much as I want to eat it. I know I'm on air. And you can't be... Michael Cannon. He's not often on air, but was he going to push that Ferrero Rocher?
I can't see mine anymore. Anyway.
Well, he ripped off... I tell you what, it was gone down quicker than I thought.
I tell you,
it.
Jack Frost came in and took it off me, so...
That's what it was. Michael, what's the question, by the way, for the... What was the question for
Yes, so we asked you to text in, what is the best Christmas present you have ever received? And now, Carol, I know you have the winner.
The Skeletrix as well. The Skeletrix for me was the figure eight thing, the track, and the, the... What was yours? What did
mine
you
was the blue BMX, I'll never forget.
The
etched
blue
in my
BMX.
Memory.
Oh, yeah. We do have a winner. They said the best Christmas present was an engagement ring from my wonderful husband, Liam. It's Katharina in Port Leash in County Leash. She's the winner. So well done to her.
Congratulations.
So that is it. Michael, thank you for your very first entertainment rundown. The best dressed person in the radio station. We were thinking, myself and Michael, of bringing in a kind of an idea. A proposed, suggested change in the new year. Now, our jumpers aren't over Christmassy, as Rebecca says to me.
No, they're neutral.
Yeah, Rebecca said to me earlier on, look, Carl, your jumper's lovely, but I'd say that it's not over Christmassy. You'd get away with it during the year.
Yeah, oh, definitely, yeah.
Myself and Michael, we think everyone should wear our jumpers in the station.
Everybody.
Bulk order. Everyone. Will Faulkner, all the way down, everyone. What do you think?
Absolutely.
See you next year.
The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown. Thanks to Maldron Hotel Portlaoise. Revving up your taste buds with daily carvery. Open from 12:30 to 3 p.m. MaldronHotelPortlaoise.com. Midlands 103.